This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Early data suggests that Denverites who've purchased e-bikes with new city rebates are using them often. Nellie Pearson with Ride App says half of new e-bike owners use them every day. The average trip is more than 3 miles.
We're seeing that e-bikes, especially ones that were purchased through the rebate program, are serving a type of trip that is getting people further and hopefully replacing the need and reliance on cars.
Ride App's data set is very small at just 42 users so far. A city survey launches in a few weeks. More than 2,000 e-bikes have been purchased with city rebates so far. The latest financial disclosures for Republican Representative Lauren Boebert are raising new questions about her family finances. For more, here's CPR's Will Cornelius.
In earlier filings, Boebert disclosed that her husband, Jason, was paid nearly $1 million for consulting work between 2019 and 2020. But her latest disclosure lists his 2021 earned income as not applicable. Congressional financial disclosures require members to list their spouse's earned income if it's over $1,000. The filing also shows that Jason Boebert purchased and sold thousands of dollars of cryptocurrency in a 2-day span last May. Representative Boebert's office did not respond to an email seeking clarification. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
Most Colorado students tested better in math and English this year compared to 2021, but test scores are still lower than pre-pandemic numbers, and big achievement gaps among races, socioeconomic status, and English language learners persist. State officials say underserved student populations, especially those learning English, were disproportionately impacted by pandemic disruptions. Right now in Colorado Springs, it's 82 degrees and partly cloudy. In Grand Junction, it's 88 and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC.